You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, and up and down, to still somehow weave its cloud illusions. I recall, I really don't know now. And it's still January, people. Lots of clouds in the forecast. You can love them or hate them, but they're still going to be there, so I say get interested. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, here with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about some exciting cloud dynamics, namely lightning. We had a bunch of it last weekend, and it's one of Cliff's areas of research. First, though, let's hear some details on that cloudy forecast, Cliff. Kind of gray.
Well, cloudy and a little bit of rain, but nothing very serious. And the good news is once we get to July 4th, it all turns around. Right now, we have clouds from roughly Centralia up to the Canadian border. Some showers are moving in off the Pacific. And in fact, there's quite a few showers up in northwest Washington. So today is going to be kind of a cloudy day for many of you. And temperatures getting up only into the mid to upper 60s. So, you know, okay day, a little bit cooler than normal. Then over the weekend, we have a series of disturbances coming through, weak ones, but I think it'll keep quite a bit of clouds in western Washington into the Cascades. There could be showers on Saturday, particularly in the western side of the Cascades. And then later in the day on Saturday, after maybe 2 or 3 o'clock, I think there could be showers moving down from the north into much of western Washington. So a few light sprinkles is something to look forward to on Saturday. Highs in the mid-60s, so way below normal. The normal in Seattle now is about 72. Sunday, still a lot of clouds, particularly in the morning, a few sprinkles. It'll be worse towards the mountains. I think it'll improve a little bit later in the day, but it's still going to be a cloudy day, highs in the 60s. Now, Monday and Tuesday, a strong upper-level trough is moving through. So I'm afraid still some sprinkles, low clouds, temperatures in the 60s. But then as we get towards midweek, towards July 4th, things change. The trough moves through, high pressure builds in. And I think July 4th will be, you know, a little bit of clouds in the morning. It'll be decent, getting up into the low 70s. And then we'll warm into the mid to upper 70s as we get into later in the week. So there's a major improving trend after July 4th, which is not unusual here in the Northwest.
Well, that's nice for anyone who wants to be outdoors at that time. Let's look back, though, at that stormy period we had with thunderstorms on Sunday night and lots of wind. What was going on there?
Well, we had some excitement. We had a front that came through, but that front plowed into air that was very unstable, which means if you lift the air, you can get cumulus and cumulonimbus, including thunderstorms. And so that's what happened on Sunday night into early Monday morning. Right around midnight, the front came into western Washington, and we had some showers, and there was considerable lightning. Not so much near Seattle. There was one big boom, but there was a lot of lightning along the coast and in the North Cascades. So we had a pretty active system come through western Washington, and we got maybe a tenth of an inch. But the real excitement was in northeast Washington. As the front got across the Cascades and entrained even more unstable air in eastern Washington, the thunderstorms got very powerful. And some of them had very, very strong gust fronts or outflow winds. In some places in northeast Washington, winds gusted to 60 to 70 miles per hour. And that caused power outages. It downed so many trees on State Route 20 that it actually closed the road for a while. So really strong thunderstorms when you have very unstable air, and particularly when you have dry air at low levels, you can get very, very strong gust front winds that can actually produce damage. And that happened around 4 o'clock in the morning around the town of Republic in northeast Washington.
You know, some of my East Coast and Midwest friends complain that we don't get enough thunder showers around here. They kind of miss that thunder and lightning. Why don't we?
Well, we don't get a lot of thunderstorms because the air here is not very unstable. To get thunderstorms, you need to have warm, moist air at low levels. That produces the instability. And here, upstream from us, we have the cool Pacific Ocean, which tends to produce relatively low temperatures of the air near the surface. Also, because the water is cold, the air cannot pick up a lot of water vapor. Even though it's right next to water, If the air's cold, it can't get a lot of water vapor. So we have cool air without the water, and that's bad for business for thunderstorms. On the other hand, in the East Coast, they have the warm Gulf of Mexico, which brings warm, very moist air into the region at low levels, and that produces all the big thunderstorms.
That's why it's so humid in many of those places also, right?
That's right.
And I think you've told me that there are ways in which the cloud formations can tell you that this is coming. There are signs in the clouds?
That's right. You know, there were some signs in the clouds on Sunday that we were going to get some actions Sunday night, Monday morning. If you looked up in the sky, there were these towering but small cumulus. It's called Alto Cumulus Castellanus, Castellanus meaning castle. And those kind of turrets or castle-like clouds are a real sign that there's instability aloft. And when that front hit that unstable air aloft, that's when those thunderstorms developed.
They look sort of cottony?
They look like puffs of cotton that are elongated in the vertical. So it looks like, has a castle-like look. That's why it's called Alto Cumulus. That's a mid-level cumulus, Castellanus, which means like a castle.
Got it. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.